One of the most effective ways to bond as a family is around the dinner table. But for many of today's moms, this can be almost impossible to achieve because of the busy lives that families lead. At Focus on the Family, we are great advocates for family mealtimes. Not because we're old-fashioned, but because we know the benefits of having uninterrupted mealtimes and sitting face-to-face with one another in amidst the busyness. It does wonders for your children, and it's often a time where they'll open up about what's going on in their lives. On the next Family Matters, we're not going to guilt you into making dinner around the table a must-do, but we are going to offer tips on how you could attempt to make mealtimes family time in your home with a lot less pressure. Please don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this question recently from a mom who understands the importance of family mealtimes, but needs help in making it happen. She asks, "How can our family make time to eat together when we're so busy? I'd really like to achieve this goal, but we face so many obstacles in making it happen. I'm almost afraid to try. Busy schedules are the rule in our household, and mine is no exception. By the time I get off work, battle rush hour traffic, and finally arrive home, it's already 6 o'clock in the evening. At that point, I know that if I make the effort to prepare a nutritious dinner, my family will be starving and the night will be half gone before I can get it on the table. How do I get around this challenge?" Try thinking outside the box. If you're a working mom with a busy husband and kids who are involved in lots of extracurricular activities, you're probably not going to be able to put together the kind of family dinners your great-grandmother used to serve up on the farm 75 years ago. That's okay. Don't throw in the towel and admit defeat just yet. Instead, change your strategy. Approach the problem from a different angle. Remember, shared meals don't always have to happen at dinner time, nor do they necessarily need to be a regular feature of your daily routine during the busy working week. Sometimes this just isn't feasible. If you can manage 3 family meals a week, you'll be on the right track. And you can achieve this if you're willing to stretch your plan to include weekends and other mealtime slots, breakfast for instance. The idea is to compensate for your lack of time with a little creativity and ingenuity. One way to do this is to prepare meals beforehand. It doesn't have to be terribly time-consuming to cook up 2 or 3 meals over the weekend. These can be frozen and heated up later in the week as needed. You can also double your recipes so as to make enough food to last for 2 or 3 days. If you need help in this area, there are several cookbooks available with lots of practical tips for planning and preparing meals on a weekly or even monthly basis. You can even find recipes online that will help you do meal prep ahead of time. If you don't want to get involved in planning that far ahead, you may be able to simplify things just by changing your ideas about dinner. The evening meal doesn't have to be a big production. The point is to have some family time around the table, not to win a Top Chef competition. People don't need a 3-course banquet to get together and talk. They can do it over something as basic as soup and salad, or scrambled eggs with chopped broccoli and toast. Why not look out for recipe books with very quick, easy meal ideas that don't require a pantry full of ingredients? We truly understand that it isn't going to work every time. But if you're serious about prioritizing family mealtime, which it sounds like you are, then we're sure that you'll be able to use some of our ideas and come up with a plan that fits in with you and your family. All the best. We're rooting for you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.